A lot of sunshine for today. We're looking at a high of maybe 18 degrees. It's going to be a little cool in some spots, but around the area temperature-wise, we are looking at things very cool this morning. Single digits, in fact. Right now in Kenosha, the temperature reading is a very chilly 5 degrees. It is still zero in Burlington. Milwaukee 5, 4 above in Burlington. Kenosha Fire and Police agencies, they are on the scene right now of a car versus building situation at 75th Street and 38th Avenue. This coming in within the last 20 minutes or so. A couple of vehicles initially said to have been involved. First arriving fire units on scene indicated it was a significant amount of damage to the building. Now, what that means is unknown at this point, but police and fire officials are on the scene. Car versus building, 75th Street and 38th Avenue in Kenosha. In Racine, the City Plan Commission has deferred action on a request to allow Ross Dress for Less to have some signs outside what used to be the Penney's building in Regency Mall, where it's relocating, exceeding the current standards. That is until the mall gets some new standards into the city, for which mall official indicates that's all tied to plans regarding future tenants. On the Ross request, Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski said that the staff recommended denial because there's too much square footage involved. Mayor John Dickert explaining to Jeff Allen, representing CBL and Associates, the mall's owner, the new standards for signs would clear the way for Ross and any other interested tenants, but without them, the city, he said, is open to lawsuits with each request on signs.
So when is that comprehensive sign package going to happen? Because Ross guys here are going to be sitting until we figure that out. We don't want them to sit. We have been asking for this for a while, and for everybody to constantly come back and just do amendments puts this committee in a really jeopardizing position, and then if somebody doesn't like that, then we put in the position of a lawsuit, and I'm not going to do that.
Nick Infosino, representing Ross Dress for Less, said that is the brand name, also indicating just Ross on the building won't cut it as efforts continue toward trying to open up.
We have no control over the landlord. If there is delays in that negotiation discussion, would we have the right to come up with our even modified request to come before just so we can get signage up and open?
Plan Commission member Tom Durkin questioning Jeff Allen about when the sign standards will be forthcoming, and the indication again, not anytime soon.
We have no control over the landlord.
The request by Ross Dress for Less to exceed the standards deferred to the Plan Commission's next meeting. Probably going to be the same situation with Planet Fitness, which is going into the mall next to the southwest entrance. The epidemic of heroin and prescription painkiller abuse. It's so bad in Milwaukee, the Drug Enforcement Administration of this country is now launching its new 360-degree strategy. This was started in Pittsburgh and recently enacted in St. Louis. More than 200 people died last year from drug overdoses in Milwaukee. 360 brings together a coalition of resources. DEA Chicago Field Division Special Agent Dennis Wickern says it's finding new and innovative ways to make communities safe from the addiction of prescription drugs and heroin and from the related violence. Racine County gets awarded a couple of grants from the State Department of Justice, and it's going to be for a couple of specialized courts. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
A $126,000 treatment alternatives and diversion grant has been awarded to Racine County's Alcohol and Drug Treatment Court. The grant includes funds for drug screening, case management, and evaluation. $117,000 through the Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grants Program was awarded to the county for the 2nd Judicial District Veterans Treatment Court, which serves Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. In a statement, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says both courts have been found to be cost-effective and successful ways to reduce recidivism and will enhance the county's jail alternatives programs and services provided to those who are willing to address issues of substance abuse. Both grants must be used by the end of the year. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
In Madison, the state assembly has passed a bill that would require the subject to be included in 7th and 8th grade classes. We're talking CPR. State Senator Jerry Petrowski of Marathon, co-sponsor of that proposal.
A lot of our schools are actually already doing this in their health class. It takes about one class period, about 30 minutes, to give the training.
Meanwhile, the bill is headed off to the state Senate. 27 other states, by the way, have this in place. A man who was wanted in connection with a homicide in the state of Indiana is in the Kenosha County Jail. Police arresting him Tuesday night in a traffic stop in which reports indicate the man did not have identification and initially gave the arresting officer what he believed to be was false information. Some digging, including sending the man's fingerprints to the FBI, revealing Cordero Pinex was wanted in Indiana for murder. In Racine County Circuit Court, the murder trial of Jacob Rogers is starting to wind down, the jury potentially able to reach a decision tomorrow. The Racine resident on trial for the shooting death of Kenosha's Andrew Jones Jr. last year. District Attorney's Office concluding its initial presentation of the evidence, including a video in which Rogers admitted shooting Jones. After consulting with his attorney, Rogers decided not to testify in his own defense. That jury may get to consider lesser charges in addition to first-degree intentional homicide when it comes time for deliberations. It's currently only in a limited use, but South Shore Fire Department rescue squads have been equipped with a tool that can help them reach their destinations faster and more safely. In a presentation on response times to the Mount Pleasant Village Board this week, Fire Chief Bob Steadman said that the traffic preemption system is on board all the rescues and the command cars, and it's been purchased for the fire trucks. They can change the traffic signals to let them go through the intersections faster. The chief said that if the system were also available along Highways 11 and 31, it's also available right now along Highway 20. Well, he said if it were on 11 and 31, we'd really be in great shape.
If we could put a traffic preemption system in 20 and 31, that would just be great because we use that intersection on majority of calls we go on. Probably 75% of our calls we go on, we use that intersection. It's not going to happen until they reconstruct it unless we said, and I don't know what they cost. They used to cost about 10 grand an intersection, but we could come up with 10 grand of our donation account to put in that intersection just to make our response times better.
Plans were to add the traffic preemption equipment to the Highway 11 intersection when that reconstruction comes up, hopefully in a few years. Researchers are going to start to study the Zika virus in monkeys next week at UW-Madison. They're hoping to learn how and where this virus replicates, under which circumstances it can cause the disease, and what sort of immune response is generated. Researcher David O'Connor telling the Wisconsin State Journal they do not know a lot about the virus yet, adding that it's been understudied because it doesn't make people very sick. However, an outbreak in Latin America is now linked to birth defects, and it's causing travel concerns and health worries regarding the Summer Olympics in Brazil. A new Gateway Technical College program designed to make college more affordable has a lot of parts to it, including one designed to prevent high school graduates from floundering. It's the Gateway Promise program to be officially unveiled during an event this morning on the Racine campus. The head-turning cornerstone, of course, is the offer of free tuition. However, Gateway President Brian Albrecht says one additional component is getting more high school juniors thinking right off the bat about Gateway as a college of choice.
Sometimes they go off to a university and then end up coming back and maybe haven't completed as far along as they could have. But within a couple of years, they're back at Gateway, so they've lost 2 to 3 years of really some prime time in their life to be able to help build the foundation for long-term success. And so we want to try to help students achieve that success at an earlier age. So when they start at Gateway, they still have all of those years ahead of them. They can go to the university. They can transfer on. They can begin their career. They can advance and do all types of different things.
Right now, about 10% of area high school graduates go directly to Gateway. The goal, he says, to increase that number to 40%. Gateway's Promise program is patterned after others already up and running around the country. All of it sparked, of course, by the president's suggestion in last year's State of the Union speech. Title I Schools of Recognition. Those are the honors going to several area schools from the Department of Public Instruction. Tony Evers, the superintendent, says all total 169 public schools statewide are examples of the academic success needed for all the schools to close achievement gaps. Named from this area, Brighton Elementary in Kenosha County, Drought Elementary in Norway as high-achieving and high-progress schools, Cooper Elementary in Burlington, Trailside Elementary in Waterford, high-progress schools. Epsola and Grivenel Elementary in Kenosha, those are designated as schools that are beating the odds. Oh, and speaking of beating the odds, 7 lucky Badger 5 lottery players are splitting a $111,000 jackpot that was drawn for the February 5th game. Two of those people are from Racine County, but there were actually 3 wins. Brian O'Connell of Waterford's getting 2 shares because he bought 2 winning tickets. Rosemary Salander from Racine, she's getting a share of the jackpot. That's the third person, the third win anyway. Badger 5, that daily lotto game, available only in Wisconsin. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are available throughout the day. Just go into the local news section. At WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.